As Lights in the World, Ellen G. White. Christ, the True Light. Heavenly Reflectors. Witnesses for God. God desires us to shine as lights in the world. Darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. And Christ says to his followers, "Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We are to give the light of truth to others, ever asking, ever receiving, ever imparting, working in all simplicity through the sanctification of the Spirit. Christ pointed out the position his people should occupy when he said, "Ye are the light of the world." From the members of the church there is to go forth an influence which shall enlighten others. The light-giver arranges the lamps so that all in his house, the world, may be enlightened. He has an inexhaustible supply of light, and he places those who truly believe in him where they will shine brighter and brighter. Constantly, our light is to increase in brightness because we are constantly receiving light from the source of all light. Beholding Christ, we are to become changed into his image, reflecting his light to the world. Every true Christian, a light bearer. Each soul united to Christ becomes a light in God's house. Each is to receive and impart, letting his light shine forth in clear, bright rays. We are held responsible by God if we do not let light shine to those who are in darkness. God has given each member of his church the work of giving light to the world, and those who faithfully act their part in this work will receive an increasing supply of light to impart. By his Spirit, the Lord will mold and fashion the human agent, quickening his energies and giving him light wherewith to enlighten others. Life always shows itself in action. If the heart is living, it will send the lifeblood to every part of the body. Those whose hearts are filled with spiritual life will not need to be urged to reveal this life. The divine life will flow forth from them in rich currents of grace. As they pray and as they speak, God is glorified. There is no limit to the Lord's efficiency. He is prepared to advance and to add new territory to his kingdom. But his people must do their part in carrying forward this work. "Ask, and it shall be given you," is the promise. Our part is to rest on the Word with unwavering faith, believing that God will do according to his promise. Let faith cut its way through the shadows of the enemy. When a questioning doubt arises, go to Christ and let the soul be encouraged by communion with him. The redemption he has purchased for us is complete. The offering he made was plenteous and without stint. Heaven has a never-failing supply of help for all who need help. God glorified in human life. It is the Savior's delight to see his followers co-laborers with God, receiving bountifully all the means of fruit-bearing, and giving bountifully as workers under him. Christ glorified his Father by the fruit he bore, and the lives of his true followers will produce the same result. Receiving and imparting, his workers will produce much fruit. Hitherto, Christ said to his disciples, "Ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." The God of providence still walks among us, though his footsteps are not seen, though his positive and direct workings are not recognized or understood. The world, in its human wisdom, knows not God. The Lord designs that through human beings, his glory, not the glory of men, shall be manifested. It is his light that shines through his agencies. Providence and revelation work in divine harmony, revealing God as first and last and best in everything. Christ is drawing sinners to himself by the cords of love, seeking to unite them to himself that they may be laborers together with God, not in pride and self-sufficiency, but in meekness and lowliness. When sinners are converted, God is glorified before the principalities and powers of heaven and earth. These converted ones are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. "Ye are my witnesses," God says. By looking to me, you are to become transformed in character. By the manifestation of Christ-like forbearance and love, you are to reveal this transformation. By imparting to others the love and tenderness which God has so abundantly bestowed on us, we are to let our light shine. We should put every gift of God to the best possible use, making it a producer of good. To God we can give nothing which is not already His, but we can help the suffering ones around us. We can supply them with the necessities of this life, and at the same time speak to them of the wonderful love of God. Christ one with the suffering. Christ has identified his interests with those of his people. He has plainly stated that we can minister to him by ministering to his suffering ones. Words of encouragement and cheer, spoken when the soul is sick and the pulse of courage is low, these are regarded by the Savior as if spoken to himself. The heavenly angels look on in pleased recognition. In no better way can we express our love to God than by unselfish, self-sacrificing actions, performed because the grace of God has been received into our hearts. There are only two kingdoms in this world, the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of Satan. To one of these kingdoms, each one of us must belong. In his wonderful prayer for his disciples, Christ said, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Not the monastic life. It is not God's will that we should seclude ourselves from the world, but while in the world, we should sanctify ourselves to God. We should not pattern after the world. We are to be in the world as a corrective influence, as salt that retains its savor. Among an unholy, impure, idolatrous generation, we are to be pure and holy, showing that the grace of Christ has power to restore in man the divine likeness. We are to exert a saving influence upon those in the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. The world has become a lazar house of sin, a mass of corruption. It knows not God's children because it knows him not. We are not to follow its ways nor imitate its customs. Continually we must resist its principles. Continually we must obey the words, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Mrs. E. G. White.